Imagine a 15-year-old boy that is referred to your office for orthodontic treatment with two recent extraction sites where his lower first molars used to be. He has a good class 1 occlusion with only mild irregularities and slight mesial tipping of the lower second molars into the first molar sites. The referring dentist suggested that you could upright the second molars to provide for more adequate prosthetic replacement of the lost first molars. If you had read the recent article from Korea in the October 2003 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics, you may have another treatment option to suggest to the patient and the dentist. The article from Korea is called "Mini Screw Anchorage Used to Protract Lower Second Molars into First Molar Extraction Sites," and is basically a case report showing the treatment of a patient like the one we were imagining. In this case report, a 15-year-old boy required extraction of the lower first molars, but otherwise had an acceptable occlusion. The lower third molars were present and had reasonable anatomy. The decision was made to protract the second molars into the first molar position using mini screws as anchorage. The mini screws that were used were 2 millimeters in diameter and 7 millimeters long. The screws were placed bilaterally into the lingual cortical bone between the first and second premolars. The vertical position of the screws was designed to approximate the center of resistance of the lower second molars. The second molars were banded and connected with a distal insertion lingual arch to prevent rotation during protraction. The lingual arch had distal hooks that were again placed vertically at the center of resistance of the second molars. The lingual arch was left away from the incisors to allow mesial movement, and an elastic chain with an initial force of 350 grams was placed on each side from the mini screw anchors to the hooks on the lingual arch. The results in this case were impressive. The 9 millimeter space was closed in about 8 months. Then lower fixed appliances were placed for finishing with a total treatment time of 13 months. That's just over a year to protract lower second molars almost a centimeter. The cephalometric film showed that the lower incisor position was maintained during treatment by using the mini screw anchors. This technique for absolute anchorage seems mechanically simpler than the technique described by Gene Roberts that uses implants in the retromolar areas for similar treatment results. There is some risk of root damage when placing the mini screws between roots, but the authors minimized that in this case by using an acrylic stent for mini screw placement. I have now reviewed several articles that describe uses of mini screw anchorage for orthodontic treatment. Judging by the results shown in this case report, this technique may definitely have a place in your office, especially to treat the type of case we discussed at the beginning with extracted first molars, or in some cases with congenitally missing teeth. I would encourage you to read this article from the October 2003 JCO to see the photographs and radiographs documenting this exciting technique.